Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and fortunately, recently I did a funeral for a person that had ended their life prematurely by suicide, and it just broke my heart, yet it reminded me, as we are in the month of the third anniversary of Hope Is Here, why I started Hope Is Here. Fortunately, this person knew Jesus, and so they are in heaven. Yet the enemy did what John 10, verse 10 says, that Jesus warned us that the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. And suicide obviously is destroying. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. And I've done this program. This is fresh, but I did a very similar program several months ago. But I just feel like, because the holiday season, suicide rate increases greatly, and especially with COVID, that I need to bring up this topic again and do another new program about talking about this topic that I know we don't like to talk about, but we have got to quit letting the enemy steal and kill and destroy people, and especially loved ones that we know. And, you know, unfortunately, in Kentucky, suicide is the second leading cause of death in this state, the second leading cause of death. And friends, we need to check on people. And we know they're hurting. We need to ask them and say, hey, are you doing okay? And text people we love and just reach out to them and let them know that because they hurt, we hurt. And take people seriously and know that, you know, sometimes life gets hard. And, you know, the person recently that I'm talking about with the funeral was a male. And, you know, family members, friends, they would have done anything, and yet this happened. And so I want to say to you today that, you know, if you are at a point where you're just like, you know, I don't know that I can make it, call 1-800-273-TALK. 1-800-273-TALK. 1-800-273-8255. I mean, there is always hope, but you've got to reach out and let somebody know. And I put together an acronym 3 years ago when I started Hope Is Here, and I talked with Dr. Melinda Moore about this, and she said, you know, that is backs up with all the research that we've done. And I just think it's so important that I go back through this acronym. It's real simple. I'm a simple guy. I spell out the word hope, but the first is just the letter H, just to hold on, for 24 more hours. You know, a lot can change in 24 hours. And I know it may seem hopeless to somebody listening right now, but I promise you that there's always hope. And just to hold on just for one more day, just try for one more day. And that also just goes back to the reminder to me of those listening. If God lays somebody in your heart, reach out to them. Let them know you're thinking about them. Because just one person's phone call, one person's text could help somebody hold on for one more day. And we talked about this with Greg Chandler, the care pastor with Southland Christian Church recently. And if you missed that program, we did that the week before Thanksgiving, on that Friday before, just talking about that, you know, we can't put too much hope, identity in the holidays. I know that our culture makes it seem like that. Thanksgiving and Christmas have to be perfect. And yet, friends, there's too much pressure we put in those holidays, and I know it's especially tough when you're alone. And this Thanksgiving, past Thanksgiving, after I celebrated with a few family members, God laid my heart, I was going to go home and be by myself that evening, and I just thought, you know, who can I reach out to that I know? And I thought about a friend of mine that was going to be by themselves, and just lives in a one-bedroom apartment, and they're not able to drive, and don't have a car. And I just called them and checked on them and said, hey, you know, come by and see you for a minute. And then actually, they hadn't been out of their place other than walking their dog for over a week. And so I said, you want to go for a ride? And we did. And we went and looked at some Christmas lights. And we even finished off a great night with some White Castles. I mean, the dinner of champions there. But you know what? I enjoyed it. And Proverbs chapter 11, verse 25 says, those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed. And I know that that's a word for somebody today listening, that, you know, do what I did, and I don't get it right, and I ignore those promptings a lot of times by the Holy Spirit, where I get that little prompting to check on somebody. But I'm thankful, instead of going and maybe having a pity party myself that Thanksgiving evening, even though I've been blessed to be with family members earlier in the day, and such a blessing, and have so many things to be blessed for. Sometimes, you know, just you get those lies start coming in. But I decided to be intentional and reach out to somebody else that I knew that was in a, that wasn't able to be with any family that day or anything. And, you know, it just, I went to try to bless them, but I was the one that got blessed. And that's why Proverbs 11:25 is such a wonderful, wonderful verse. Those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed, and we can all do that. And it, you know, so look to see how you can do it. So just hold on for 24 more hours. Bible says that weeping endures for night, but joy comes in the morning. The letter O, open up to just one person, at least one. You can reach out to more than one. But let people know that you're hurting. It's okay. It's not a sign of weakness. Just say, hey, I'm struggling. I'm a little discouraged right now. Would you remember me in prayer and pray for me and maybe occasionally check on me? And, man, I've done that before, and that's hard as a man. But I've just told people, hey, you know, I'm struggling. Invite me for dinner. Or, and I know with COVID now it's a little more challenging, but still, just even a good phone conversation and do that. And, please, just open up to at least one person. Don't isolate yourself, and it's not a sign of weakness. And, you know, maybe, I know people let us down and say, well, I tried one person. Try somebody else. Try a second person. It's okay. But open up to one more person, just one person. And then if not, I'll go back to that number. If you're like, I don't feel like I can call anybody, I don't have a friend close enough, I feel like I can do that, or a family member, or a pastor at a church, then call that 1-800-273-TALK. 1-800-273-TALK, or 1-800-273-8255. Because, there's people that want to listen and want to help. And when you get it out, you talk about it. The Bible talks about what's done in the darkness when it's brought to light. There is freedom, and there is help, and there is hope. And the Bible talks about us confessing our sins to one another. And when we do that, it helps to heal us, and there's power in that. So letter H, hold on. Letter O, open up to one other person at least. Letter P, put yourself in a new environment. And I know that's a little more challenging right now with COVID, but, you know, ask somebody, I mean, if you can, to go to their house maybe, see if they will, or even just going for a car ride like I did with my friend on Thanksgiving night, and we went and looked at Christmas lights. You know, that was a new environment just to get them out of their apartment complex. And they just said, you know, hey, that hour and a half that we did of looking at Christmas lights and going through the drive-thru and getting White Castles just made a world of difference to me and brought me hope. And, friends, that's what it's all about. And so it doesn't have to be anything big. But get out, maybe call somebody. If you can drive, and most of the people that I'm listening to, they can drive, and go look at Christmas lights. Man, if nothing else, you got to go see the Turner's house over there on Shinaway. Wow, what an incredible winter wonderland that is, and what a blessing they are. And I love, you know, they've got all the Christmas scenery there, and but they also have on the front of their beautiful house that God's blessed them with, they've got in lights, it says, I've got American flag, and it says, God bless America. And you've probably seen it on the news. They've been doing it, I don't know, at least 5 years and maybe 10 by now. I've lost count. But that is well worth going to check and see the Turner House on Shenaway. Just a beautiful, beautiful display. It'll put you in the Christmas spirit. So you should go check it out. But, you know, call somebody out and go do something and maybe get a meal to go. If you need to, eat it in the car. I mean, but put yourself in a new environment. It's huge. Get out of your four walls. And I know people do that that do live by themselves that can drive. They'll at least get out and go hit a drive-thru and maybe sit in a parking lot somewhere and eat. But just do not isolate yourself, because those walls start to creep in. They really, really do. And so put yourself in a new environment, even if it's just taking a drive and going somewhere. But I also would encourage you maybe to invite somebody to go with you and go look at Christmas lights or grab a meal somewhere. And a lot of restaurants do have seating under tents and support all our wonderful locally owned businesses that really need your help now more than ever. So we've talked about the acronym HOPE when you're really struggling and maybe having suicidal thoughts. One, please hold on for just 24 more hours. Letter O, open up to at least one person or call the 1-800-273-TALK line. Or the letter P, put yourself in a new environment. And last but not least, the E, expect to see changes. Psalm, I believe it's 119, verse 24, says, "This is the day the Lord has made. I shall be glad and rejoice in it." And friends, a lot of times I don't feel like that, but I say that. And God makes new days. I'm thankful we get a fresh set of 24 hours every day. I'm so glad to know that, because I know we all have a lot of bad days. And, you know, the enemy wants you to get discouraged and you think, oh, it's never going to be better. But Philippians 3:13 is a verse that I got painted on a canvas, and I've got it where I can see it in my kitchen every morning. It says, "I'm still not all that I should be, but I'm focusing all my energies on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead." And I know for somebody listening today, maybe that's your verse. What's got you so discouraged is you're focused on the past and you're focused how bad this year has been. And I get it. I promise you, I get it. But also know that because of Jesus, there's always hope. Always hope. And that none of us are perfect. And that's what Paul is saying in Philippians, in this one verse, Philippians 3:13. "I'm still not all that I should be, but I am focusing all my energies on this one thing, just one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead." And 2021 is almost here. And I believe Jeremiah 29:11 when it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." And I'm a little bit slow, so I'm thankful God put the word plans in that verse, not once, not twice, but three times. So I know that I have that He has a plan for my one and only life. But it may be very different than what I thought it was going to be. And it may, most of the time, always different from others, family, friends, you know, coworkers, neighbors. And I know it gets uncomfortable at times. But I really, really want to encourage you to think about this and share this with somebody you know might be discouraged. But the word HOPE, the acronym HOPE, hold on, open to one more person, put yourself in a new environment, and E, expect to see changes. Please share this with someone today you know that's discouraged. And join us again tomorrow for HOPE is Here.
If you have been blessed by Hope is Here, would you consider making a donation to help this ministry continue to reach thousands in Central Kentucky every day? It's simple and safe. Go to our website at hopeishere.today, where you can make a safe and secure online donation, or you can find our address to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible and they are greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today at hopeishere.today. Again, that's hopeishere.today.